And now,
we present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
From our Chicago studio. Damon Williams. Seriously, ignorant news correspondent. Damon Williams reports on a man who really ruins lunchtime for his brother. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as Gabrielle Union at a baby shower.
Wow.
Wow.
Let's start the year off right. Come on, let's go.
Oh, Damon. Oh, my gosh.
I heard the moan from Sybil when I wrote that. I said, okay, Jay gonna laugh, Tom gonna laugh, Sybil's gonna moan. Ouch.
Ouch. Really?
That was. Yeah.
Well, you know, you could be worse off.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. In a severe case of you can't eat just one, these two brothers in their 50s in Des Moines, Iowa, get into an argument that got out of hand. Now, Jerome Davis and his brother. Now, first of all, Jerome Davis
Jerome
in Des Moines, Iowa.
In
yeah,
Iowa?
Yeah, come on. Okay. Let's go. was arguing after Jerome made 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Now, he ate them, and less than an hour later, he went and made 3 more. That's when his brother got upset and began to call him lazy and made comments like, are you eating again? So Jerome pulled out his pocket knife and told his brother to shut up or he was going to cut him in the face. Now, to Jerome's defense, a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich will make you eat another one. Especially when it's made with that fresh, soft bread.
Yes, man.
Come on, man. I can see you coming back for more. They don't fill you up. Now, when the police arrived, Jerome admitted, yes, he did threaten his brother because, and I have to paraphrase here, because he wouldn't shut the blank up and mind his own business. So Jerome was arrested on a domestic charge of using a weapon, and it's unclear if Jerome had been smoking weed or... yeah, before he made the sound, it's also unclear why 2 50-year-old brothers are still living together. As serious as a skinny black guy with a chubby white girl. Let's go.
Well, you in Columbia, South Carolina, man.
On the south side of Chicago.
With a chubby white girl.
Yeah, check your local black mall.
On the weekend. Or, you know
or, yeah, or car dealership.
You know.
All right, in another case of domestic
he
dispute.
Likes this one.
Yes. Where do I sign, sir? In another case of a domestic dispute, police were called when an arguing couple got physical. Now, the cops responded to the home of 36-year-old Joseph Smolinski. When they arrived, his live-in girlfriend said Smolinski hit her with all things a banana. Now, when questioned, he told the police that she hit him with the banana. But my question was, of all the household objects, why would you choose a banana? Yeah. How much damage can you do with a banana? Unless it's one of them really, you know, unripened ones, you know, the green ones. Those kind of hard. But other than that, a banana ain't going to do much damage. Now, it sounded like to me that they was on some kinky business and it went bad.
Yeah.
Unconfirmed reports say the girlfriend was heard saying, no, Joe, I'm not falling for the banana in my tailpipe.
In my tailpipe.
That's when he got upset and hit her with the banana. Now, I might have made that part up, but the police did notice it was a red mark on her face and a banana peel near where she was standing, so they believed her side of the story and attempted to arrest Smolinski, but he resisted. That's when they pepper sprayed him and took him to jail. Seriously. As serious as Kim Jong-il or Ill's family reunion. I tried to get it out.
Yeah, you did.
Report to you live from frigid Chicago, baby.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Damon Williams.
Chief correspondent.